Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's a Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Yeah, Las Vegas. What's up, everybody? How you doing today? This is Friday, the day we dedicated to solving the homeless situation. We have a lot of activities going on around the city. So let me start by saying on Sunday, the 14th, they're going to have Hydrating the Homeless is going to do, they're going to present water to everybody in the homeless community. And that's going to be on Sunday, October 14th. And that's going to be located right in the city park, like right behind Catholic Charities, on Foremaster between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, just south of Owens Avenue. All right? So get down there and support them. And if you have ice, bring some ice because they're in need of ice to keep the water cold. They're going to be handing out bottles of water, and they need the ice to keep the bottles cold. Also, they're looking for volunteers because they have a few computers set up for homeless people to use the computers so they could get their birth certificate, so they can get their ID, and they can get whatever other things they need. They'll have the computer set up, and they'll have some people there to help them using the computers so that they can get whatever they need by way of the computer. All right. And also they're looking for volunteers for people to teach yoga because they're trying to set up some activities for the blind, for the homeless people in that area. So if you know about yoga, or if you're interested in teaching Tai Chi or anything like that, they're looking for some activities to get the homeless people involved in something other than just having them lay around. Because right now the weather is starting to change and it's getting ready to get really chilly out here in Vegas. Yes, it is. And that's a fact. You know, I lived on the street for about 5 years, and then during the wintertime, it got cold, real cold. So if you got jackets and stuff that you want to donate to the homeless, bring the jackets down to the city park, and you can I'm sure some of the homeless people would be very grateful for getting coats and jackets because the weather's getting ready to change. I can already feel the wind blowing, and I know the sun is out because I can feel the sun beating down on the top of my head, but I know that it's going to get chilly. And it gets cold real fast, just like it got hot real fast in Vegas. It gets cold real fast. So if you got something to come out and give to the homeless people, some clothes or something, I'm sure they can appreciate that. All right. Also, there's a that's run by the Reformation Lutheran Church, and the Lutheran Church is on St. Louis and 6th Street, but the thrift store they run is located on Main Street, just down the street, just north of the Stratosphere Casino. And you can go into the thrift store and get anything that you need for clothes that you might need for the winter time. And all they ask is a small donation. But if you don't have any money, go in and ask for them for whatever you need anyway, because they're dedicated to helping people that are down on their luck and that need certain supplies. So go in there and see what you can get, because they'll try to help you out. All right. I'm going to be in there next week. So if you want to meet G Money, I'll be in the thrift store probably on Wednesday, because I got a couple of homeless people that I'm taking to the thrift store so that we can get some clothes, because I need a jacket. So I don't know what they need. I think they need a whole wardrobe. So Pastor Warren asked me if I'd give them a hand, so I'm going to do that. On Wednesday, we'll probably be down there about 10 o'clock in the morning because it's supposed to open around 10, and it's open from 10 to 7 p.m. So I'm going to be in there about 10 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to meet G Money, come on down, and you can take pictures with me, and, you know, I can sign some autographs, and I can do all kind of stuff like that. So come on down, and you can get some clothes and donate some money to the thrift store because they work on donations. So we're going to try to give them a little help, and hopefully we can get a lot of people to come down this week, not because I'm going to be there, but just because we want to support the thrift store. Because they're trying to do everything they can to help the homeless and to help people that are down and out, people that are low income or no income. They're trying to do what they can to help their situation out. So come on down to Marty's Mart, and that's on Main Street, just south. I think it's just north of the Stratosphere. I don't have the address in front of me, or I'd read off the address to you. But it's on Main Street, and it's just south of the Stratosphere, or just north of the Stratosphere. But it's on Main Street. So come on down and you know, pick up a few things and leave a donation for the benefit of the thrift store. Okay. Another item that I want to bring to your attention, they have an organization called MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, MEANS. And if you're a charity, you can contact MEANS and they will donate some food to you. And what you do with the food, hopefully you're giving food to the homeless. But if you're giving food to low-income people, well, that'll be acceptable also. They are very interested in helping with the food donations. So if you're a store or a casino with a restaurant and you have some extra food left over at the end of the night, don't throw it away. Call Means and have them come pick it up, because I'm sure they have some refrigerated trucks, and they can come and pick up the food, and then they can donate the food to homeless charities to give to the homeless people. And not only homeless, but they do it for low-income people also. And if you're a charity and you're donating food to the homeless or to homeless charities, you can get a write-off at the end of the year. You know, Uncle Sam gives you a write-off for the food that you donate to homeless people or to homeless agencies. You can get a write-off for it. So that's something that you need to think about if you want to get some benefits for helping the homeless out. All right, I think I hear time for a commercial break. So, Donald, play a song and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back in a minute with more information for you.
Thank you.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We have a couple of more announcements that I want to make. The Homelessness Youth Summit is going to be happening November 2nd. Okay? It's November 2nd for the Homelessness Youth Summit. Okay? It's going to be a group of people getting together to discuss ideas about how they can help the homeless situation in Vegas. Okay? So that's the Homeless Youth Summit that they're going to have. Also, there's the election is coming up on the 5th, on the 6th of November. So we need everybody to get out and represent. Everybody has to get out and vote for the election because we're electing new senators and new congressmen to help run our country. And we need to let them know that we have some issues that they need to worry about, that they need to help us with, because we're concerned about the casinos throwing away food, and so they need to be on, have that on their agenda to stop the casinos and the restaurants from throwing away food. We need to make them so that they suggest or request that the food is given to homeless agencies and the homeless agencies can give the food to the homeless. They can pick it up in refrigerated trucks and within 24 hours, they can donate the food to the homeless. So that's two things that we want to remind everybody about. The election is on the 6th of November. So I'm letting you know that now. It's on the 6th of November that they're having the national election. That's the election in all the states. They're having the election, but we're really interested in the election here in Las Vegas and Nevada because we have some candidates that are interested in cutting out Medicaid and Medicare, and they're interested in cutting back on Social Security. So we want them to think about what they're doing before they make those moves, because we have a lot of elders and a lot of veterans that need the medical assistance to help their lives. And we need them to be able to pay for their medical insurance and pay for their medical services with medical insurance. Okay. I think that's all the announcements I have for right now. But I understand I have a caller on the line. Donald, can you bring the caller on? And let's talk to him and see what he has to say today.
Hello, my friend Gregory. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, Mike. How you doing, man? How's life treating you?
Yeah. Hanging there tight, my friend. You know,
okay.
I would like to talk to you about universal basic income is the answer to automation. Right now in Korea, 4.78 robots per 100 workers. Japan is 3.14 robots per 100 workers. Germany is about 3.0 robots per 100 workers. U.S. is close to 2 robots per 100 workers. Global average is about 1 robot per 100 workers. And, of course, in China, too, is about 1. So what we see in developing world countries is most at risk. Ethiopia, 88% of jobs would be lost by the year 2025. Nepal, 80%. China, 77% of jobs would be lost because of automation and robots. El Salvador, 75%. India, 69%. Global average would be 60%. So, and we are not also in United States, we are not going to be worse than other countries also. For example, Fresno would be 53.8%. Robots will be taking over. Las Vegas, let's see how much Las Vegas is. 49.1% jobs would be total risk. Los Angeles, 47. Houston, Texas, 45.8. San Francisco, 47.8. New York City, 43%. So, also we have the problems bigger than manufacturing. Insurance underwriters, 99% of the jobs would be lost. And construction labor, 88%. And fast food cook, 99%. So there will be no more person working in McDonald's or Jack in the Box or Kentucky Fried Chicken, etc., or Burger King anymore, because robots will take care of it. And also truck drivers' jobs. As right now, truck drivers say, "Oh, my job is secured. My job is the no. Nobody will take my job away." Yes, right now, Google truck driver is already exists and is already tested. And 80% of truck driver jobs would be lost. And mail courier who deliver your mail, 70%. So, basically, what is universal basic income? A universal basic income is a fixed amount at a level sufficient for subsistence given by the state to the all the citizens, regardless of income or work status. And how is the UBI distributed? Most basic income proposals suggest purchasing power be distributed at the scheduled intervals, a week, a month, or even a year. And right okay. now,
hold on,
we have Mike. Alaska.
I have to interrupt you for a minute. It's time for us to have a commercial break, and we'll get back to what you're talking about, because I got some questions about that. Donald, play a song and then drop the commercial spot, and then we'll be right back to you, Mike, because I got some questions about that information you're talking about.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Cause
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We're talking about solving the homeless problem. And we had a caller that's given us some information, and it sounds like he's telling us that we're going to have more homeless people on the street because all the jobs are going to be taken over by machinery. So, Mike, is that what you're telling us?
Yes, sir. Of course, yes, sir. By the year 2025, everything it's just there will be no jobs left. And if there's some jobs left, I mean, that's why we need UBI, Universal Basic Income, which, for example, Alaska study, my friend. Alaska has been implementing its own brand of basic income since 1982. It's called Permanent Fund Dividend, or PFD, which is derived from earning and investment of Alaska investments. So the amount given to Alaskan residents also may vary, but about $5,000, maybe $7,000, it depends. They take it every year. They give them, regardless of work or they have a war or retirement, etc., no problem. So since implementation, spending and save regularly increases around the time of dividends are distributed, increase in purchasing power has resulted 10,000 additional jobs for the state. Poverty rate among Native American fell from 25% to 10% between 1980 and 1990. And 1% of Alaskans report that they work less because of the dividend. So, as for example, now you have any question, ask me, and then I move forward. Go ahead, sir.
Okay.
My friend Gregory.
Yeah. The first question I want to ask you is, where are you getting your statistics from? Because I want to check some
okay.
of that stuff out. Okay.
Yeah. You need to Google it. Futurism, and universal basic income and robots. You should be able to find it fast. And and it says how is UBI distributed? Most basic income. Suggest that purchasing power be distributed at scheduled intervals, a week or a month or even a year. However, sometimes they give you one check for the whole year. How much should be given? The simple answer is as much as it takes. Average proposal, however, around 12,000 annually. Although exact amount varies from country to country. If you're living in Switzerland right now, my friend, you would get $2,600 a month dollar in UBI, Universal Basic Income, while Kenya is testing it for $1,000 a year in UBI right now. So, it depends to which country you are. And, you know, we have other stories to share, but go ahead, my friend. Any other questions, my friend?
Yeah, well, I'm thinking that if America is the richest country in the world, and I believe
right.
it is, what's going to be the benefit of them putting all these people out of work by replacing the jobs with automated intelligence? What would be the benefit
yes.
of that?
Well, because it is high tech and they can do the job more faster. They can cook hamburger faster than the human and without error. If somebody wants only ketchup, they only put ketchup already. You know, they're programmed. I mean, they are most fastest. And also, you know, in case if they break, you know, they immediately they replace it with another one. Or they send the old one to factory to fix it, et cetera. So that's why. I mean, I'm sure in India you saw that there was in the restaurant and the robots bring the food and robots take the plates back, et cetera. It's not anymore science fiction. It's already here, reality, my friend. Go ahead, sir.
That's really interesting. And you say they're initiating all of these robots in businesses all around the world
yes.
then, huh? Wow.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Really
as I said, in Las Vegas, 48.6% jobs by 2025 in Las Vegas, bye-bye. That's why. But they have to, regardless of people on employment or not, or retirement, they have to give it to everybody because not only economic gets better and also crime will go lower as a result. You know, if people own poverty and homelessness, then you have high crimes. So they have to take care of the people. You know, we have 60% of our budget goes to military. If we cut that budget, even say 10%, it can pay off for everything. Free healthcare plus or universal basic income, etc. But the question is, United States is two-party system. And we vote, but then Electoral College says who will be at the end the president. So really, we are not democracy because we vote, but although, for example, Hillary brought the majority of the vote, but we saw Electoral College. They got it different, you know. They chose the Trump. So, again, we are in – our democracy is in danger already, and our jobs are in danger. So we need some Democrats. We need socialist Democrats really be in charge in order to bring United States from this hardship. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, that's an interesting comment. We need more Democrats because Republicans are changing the money system all around. So I agree with that. They're basically looking after the wealthy, the top 2% of the income in the
right.
world. And
right.
everybody else is suffering by demand. So that's what we need to push then. We need to let everybody know that we're having the election on the 6th of November, and
yes.
they need to go
yes.
out and vote and elect some Democrats that are going to take over the job situation in America and not let the Republicans institute a whole bunch of automated robots to take the jobs of a lot of individuals. That would be totally crazy. And that would set us back as a community, as a society.
Yes.
That would set us back all the way back, because we have homeless people now, but we'd have a lot of homeless people then. And what would we do with all those homeless people? What would they do without having any jobs? That's something that we need to think about, people. We really need to think about all of that. Okay, it's time for us to have another commercial break. Thank you, Mike, for your information. I'm going to go and research what you told us, but we're going to have a commercial break. Donald, play the song and then drop the commercial spot.
Bye.
You are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We were just talking with Michael, or Mike, and he was bringing us some interesting statistics about the society that we live in. It seems as though we're going toward an automated system where the country is going to be run by automated machines. And that means a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, and a lot of people are going to end up homeless, and they're going to end up in worse situations than they are now. And I really don't know what to tell you. That's kind of a deep situation, and it's expected to happen in 2025. Which is just 7 years from now. So that's a thought to think about. We need to get ourselves together. But I think we need to vote and probably see if we can stop all of the mechanics that they're getting ready to put into place and take our jobs. People need to work, and they need to have a purpose in life. And if they're working and they have a purpose, then they can be happy in their life. But if they're not able to make more money than is issued them by the government, then it's going to be a lot of problems where people won't be able to buy the things they want to buy. And everything that they want to get is getting ready to be made are produced by machines. That's a real scary situation. And according to our research, it seems to be happening in 7 years. So I don't know. I'm thinking that we need to vote and put some people in place in the government that is interested in looking after the people, because it seems like the government we have, they're not interested in taking care of the people. They're interested in making money for themselves. So we need to do something about that. I think November 6th, when we have the election, I think we need to elect a whole new group of people. We need to elect a whole bunch of Democrats, because the Democrats want to keep it for the people and by the people. And the Republicans seem to want to change the rules and change the way we're living. So I don't know. I'm thinking that we need to make some changes with our elected officials, quick, fast, and in a hurry, because within the next two presidencies, it seems like we're going to be an automated country. And that's really tough to think about. So anyway, I just want to let you know my thoughts on the situation. We have homeless people that are trying to survive on the street, and we're trying to get food to them. And we're trying to stop all the food, the extra food that's produced, from being thrown away. And we're trying to get the candidates that are running for election to have our side. we want them to put implement programs into effect where they can say the restaurants don't have to throw away the food. They can donate the food to charities and let the charities give the food to the homeless. And that would be about the best way we can spread the food around. And we can take the money that's being paid for food stamps and use that for housing, for local housing. So that's something else that I want people to think about. So, you know, that's just the way of the world. We got things changing all the time, all around the world. So anyway, I don't know the answers. I'm just presenting the problems to us so we can have something to think about. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm bringing you my thoughts as far as Gregory's stories. So that's what I'm doing. So sit back and listen and do your own research and find out what you think is the best move for yourself and for your family and for your friends. Because I don't know what to tell you. It's just a different world. So anyway, thank you for listening to my broadcast as we're trying to solve the homeless problem. We're trying to get everybody to vote for new candidates to run to Washington, D.C. And we're trying to be a better organization worldwide. So I'm broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. From 3 to 4, and we're doing what we can to bring you the news and bring you the information on Friday, as we're dedicated to solving the homeless problem. So that's all. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. Good job, Donald. Thank you for engineering the show. And it's been a blast. All right, I'm out. Later.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.